Sportsnet 650.
Team Canada is off to a great start as well. So how are you feeling about the team's play so far?
I mean, you know what? We've, obviously had two big wins there. Seen a lot of good things, but also seen a lot of things that we can improve on. And in a tournament like this, you know, that's something that we have to be able to recognize. And we just have to keep building our game.
Seems like you personally are having a pretty good role that you're able to play, and you're having a lot of success, and we're a key component in those first two wins. So how are you feeling about your role on this team?
I feel good. Coming into camp and after making the team, there was no surprise. There was no, confusion about what my role was going to be. And so I guess since I've come here, I've bought into that role, and I'm honestly just playing to the best of my ability and just trying to contribute any way that I can.
So what was the role for you that was defined by the coaching staff?
I was going to be a guy that can, play up and down the lineup and just kind of someone that's going to be there to contribute. And, it doesn't always have to be getting on the score sheet. It's playing hard. It's finishing my checks and blocking shots and, doing whatever it takes to win. So if I can kind of do that and motivate the team in that way, then, I'll be successful.
We've seen all of that through two games, and we've seen 3 points, two goals. It must be nice to get on the score sheet as well to help your team that way, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, chipping in offensively is something that, I want to do. But, I just have to continue to play my game, and all the rest of it will take care of itself.
How do you guys feel now as you have gotten to these two games? Obviously, you wanted to get off to a good start. How is the team feeling heading into a big matchup tomorrow, outdoors versus the United States?
I think we're feeling pretty confident. All the guys are gelling. Everyone's getting along. Everyone's, we kind of got that little swagger there, after two wins. And, everyone's feeling good. So we just have to continue to play our game. I mean, we can't let the outdoor game or, any distractions get to us. So as long as we keep a narrow focus, we'll be successful.
Jonah, how are you finding the level of play in this tournament compared to the OHL, where you're playing for Owen Sound? You've played a pretty physical style yourself, and you've been a goal scorer, but how do you see the comparison to the OHL for yourself?
I would say this is a lot faster. The pace is a lot quicker. It's a lot more intense here, but, it's something that you have to adjust to.
In terms of, your chemistry with Batherson and Michael McLeod, are you guys still finding that chemistry, or is it already there from your perspective?
I think that we're going to continue to find, our chemistry together, and then we'll keep getting better as the tournament goes on. I mean, we've only been together for a couple games and practices, but I think that if we continue to, trust each other and then we continue to, buy into our roles and then keep playing the way we are, we'll learn different things about each other and continue to have our success.
Obviously playing for Team Canada, there always is this added pressure. How have you and the rest of the team managing the expectations that come with donning the Maple Leaf and then playing in the World Juniors with all the hype and the euphoria that surrounds it?
I don't really think that it's added pressure. I think that we came in expecting high things of ourselves. I think that it's something that we expect of ourselves, and it's something that we want to achieve. So I would say it's just part of the process, and it's something that motivates us.
So I know every game is going to be taken seriously in this tournament, but you've got the United States next. Anytime Canada plays the United States, it's seen in a bigger, as a huge game. What are you, expecting from that game outdoors in Buffalo?
I think it's going to be a tough one. I mean, obviously the outdoor atmosphere and playing the United States is a huge rival. Growing up watching those games, it was always so exciting, but, it doesn't matter who it is. It's the next game. It's the most important game right now. And, we just have to do our best.
Obviously the elements are going to be a factor since you are playing outdoors. You had a chance a little bit to skate on the ice outside. What a kind of adjustment is that going to be? And how prepared are you to not only confront the United States in the game that you're going to play, but confront the elements as well?
We're playing on the same, ice surface, same 200 by 85 feet or something like that. It's it's a rink, and you know, we're here for business. We got to play our game. We got to get the win, and we got to eliminate all the other distractions.
So, any other adjustments you're gonna make? Are you gonna be wearing a toque underneath? Like, what's going on? Like, what kind of different things are you gonna be doing to adjust to the wintry weather you're gonna face?
Yeah, we were given a lot of extra gear today to keep warm and make sure that we don't get cold on the bench or on the ice. So we just have to manage that accordingly.
Hey, Jonah, there's been a lot of questions about attendance in Buffalo. Do players pay attention to how many people are in the stands?
Not really. I mean, you know, we know that, you know, obviously we see the red jerseys in the stands that are cheering us on throughout the games, but you know, at the same time, we know all of Canada's behind us, you know, from the East Coast to the West Coast and everything in between. We know that there's people at home watching on TV and, you know, streaming it online. So we know we have a lot more supporters than the ones in the stands.
So obviously, you know, being here in Vancouver, there's a lot of interest in your play and your performance in this tournament. You know, how are you feeling? And obviously, you're probably not getting as much of the reception from Vancouver with regards to your play, but have you got any kind of information or feedback from the Canuck organization, particularly, as to how they're seeing you perform?
No, I haven't really talked to anyone about my performance here, but, you know, I know they're watching and I know they're all supporting me, so... you know, obviously that's nice to have in the back of my mind. But you know what? I have to keep a narrow focus. I just have to take it day by day and then game by game and shift by shift. And I just have to continue to play my game.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Jonah. We wish you the best of luck at the World Junior Tournament and really wish you a happy holidays as well.
Thank you so much. You as well.
Sportsnet 650.